Okay, so this is really Derech Hakdama to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On Friday we discussed the chiyuv of the father to teach Torah to the son, but we also concluded that the Iker chiyuv obviously is on the son to learn Torah, but there's certainly a chiyuv on the father to teach him Torah to get that started. So what really is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah for every person? And this is going to be a major hakdama and an important foundation for understanding the rest of the sugyas we're going to be doing. Because if you notice, what are the rest of the sugyas kemat on Choftes Lamed? What are the rest of the sugyas related to? What did you notice when you went through it? Yeah, well, for sure Talmud Torah, but I meant like more specifically. Good, meaning Talmud Torah versus getting married, and perhaps more specific than that even, or actually more general than that, is Osek B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah versus Talmud Torah, which, in other words, first you have to know what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah before you can talk about that. Similarly, what else comes up? Well, yeah, but that's along the same lines, right, with related to Talmud Torah, but also Nushim and the Ptur of Talmud Torah. So you have to know what's the chiyuv of Anushim for Talmud Torah before you understand what women are pater from, right? So we did it backwards when we did Bris Mila, right? We did the chiyuv of the mother, the Ptur of the mother for giving her son a Mila before we did the chiyuv of the father to give his son a Mila. But so sometimes you do the exception first and then you do the rule. Sometimes you do the rule, then you get to the exception. But this time we'll do the rule. We'll try to get to the exception afterwards. So these are important sugyas that we're going to have to focus on. Hopefully that's the right page. Is it? It's not? Oh, here. Okay. So let's get started. We'll try to plug these Rambams back in. But let's go through some of the Rambams in Ilchus Talmud Torah, and we'll try to plug back into our Gemaras and see if it's talking about other Gemaras as well. So we're starting from Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. V'chayiv liskor melame livno lilamdo. You have to pay a teacher to teach your son. V'eino chayiv lilame ben chaver el bechinam. But if you want to teach other people, you don't have to pay. Fine. That's already related to what we saw in Halacha's Aleph and Beis. That we spoke about on Friday. However, mishalo limdo aviv chayiv lilame des atzmo kishayakir. Shenemar l'maritem osam u'shmartem la'asosam. So someone whose father did not teach him is chayiv to teach himself. Interesting lashon, right? It doesn't say he's chayiv to learn. He's chayiv to teach himself, right? So he says that you have to when you're makir, when you're old enough to recognize your own chayiv. So some of the Nosei Kelim discuss what that means. Pashas means when it becomes bar mitzvah. So as it says in the Pasuk, right? So where do we get that from? What's the source of that Rambam? Besides what he tells you, right? What's the source of the Rambam? Our Gemara. What does the Gemara actually say? What? I can't hear. Yeah, it's pretty much that exact line. And the Gemara says it's a reflexive... It's a reflexive reading of the Pasuk, right? So if the father is chayiv to teach his son Torah, but if the father didn't teach him Torah, he's mechayiv to teach himself, as we can read the Pasuk back reflexively on the son, right? Fine. Going further, v'chein ha-tamotzi b'chol makom she-ha-talmud kodem l'maisa mipnei she-ha-talmud mevi lidei maisa. I'm going to put a comma there for a second. Right? That's the. It's apparently our credo. Right, it's the mantra of this program. It became one, I think, over the course of this past year, because that's when they put up that sign, I think. So, Godol HaTalmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa, right? Godol HaTalmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. So that is that's the Gemara has it, and Bava Kama has it. By us, there was always this big debate: what's greater, Talmud or Maisa? So the Gemara concludes: Godol HaTalmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Now, what's the kasha on that? So that means Maisa is greater, right? Right? What's greater, learning or doing? Well, learning leads to doing, and therefore you see that, which one's better? I don't know. That doesn't help me at all, right? It doesn't help me at all. Like, if learning leads to doing, so that means, oh, that doing must be so important that we actually have to spend all this time learning just so we could do. Or you could say, no, the learning is more important because learning leads to doing. And the Rambam takes the stand and he adds this next clause and he says, Talmud is maybe lidei maisa, the eina maisa maybe lidei Talmud. So that sounds like that's the Rambam's take on that Gemara. What's his take, guys? What does the Rambam say? What do you mean yotze?
You will get around. You will accomplish both things. Whereas in regards to just maisa, you will not accomplish both things. Both Talmud and maisa.
Good. Meaning that if you Talmud is great because it leads to action. Action will not lead to Talmud. If you learn, the Chazal tell you have the right to assume that you will accomplish learning and action. But if you just do action, you will not. Chazal say you have no guarantees that you'll accomplish learning. But what do we see for our purposes today from this line in the Rambam? The Rambam is telling you something very important, I think. Don't be misled into thinking, what? If I just read the sign on the outside of the Beis Medrash, right, what would I think? I don't know how you would tell me what I would think, but what might one think if they read the sign outside the Beis Medrash? Good. Talmud Torah is only a means to an end, right? That's what we're going to get to when we discuss the famous Shita of the Beis Halevi, and apparently everybody else holds the same thing, when it comes to Talmud Torah L'Nashim, right? The dual aspect of Talmud Torah, right? But L'maisa, if you read the line, Godol HaTalmud Sha Talmud Mevi L'Dei Maisa, so Talmud Torah is a Hechi Timtza to get to Maisa. Talmud Torah is a way, how are you going to know what to do if you don't learn what to do? Right, so that's the way we should go about our business. Learn first, and then you'll be able to do. Fair enough. If that's all I had, the Rambam then flips it around and says what? Because Talmud will bring to Maisa, and Maisa will not bring to Talmud. So what is that? So what is that telling us? Right. Meaning, in addition to the fact that it's going to be maybe Lidei Maisa, it will not suffice with just that. You also have to have Talmud. And what's the raya? Maisa doesn't lead to Talmud. Now let me ask you an interesting question. Does Maisa lead to Talmud? Well, you can't go against the Rambam. But on the other hand, clearly it does. What do I mean by that? Yeah. You have to give a shear. No, but what I'm saying is more than that. Just practically speaking, does Maisa lead to Talmud? Right, I just mean in the exact order in which it's phrased. Right? Does Maisa lead to Talmud? A kid grows up in a frum home, and he's told you gotta daven, you gotta bench, you gotta learn, whatever. I don't know what. No, leave out the learning. But you have to do all these halachos. And then one day he's gonna say, well, I got to figure out what I'm doing here. What's the halacha when? So he's going to go over to the Rav, or he's going to go over to his parents, or his Rebbe, or anybody else, and he's going to say, what's the halacha when this happens? What's the halacha when that happens? What does this mean? Right? So isn't it true that Maisa leads to Talmud? He's going to learn a lot because doing. No? Is that not a fair... So doesn't Maisa lead to Talmud? Yeah, but people are not robots. You can't...
He might continue doing it or never, or stop doing it.
Yeah, but it's not... Let's 21st century aside. People do what they're told. You know, people do what they're told. Your parents, you know, your father was a carpenter, you're a carpenter, your brother's a carpenter. You know, it's... That's what you do. Right? So your father's a Jew, you're a Jew, the end. Are you the best Jew in the world? That's up to you. But yeah, if your father's a coin, right? Yeah.
And with mice, what's happening is there are certain mice and actions that we've done already, and now you're doing is you're learning about them. So with Talmud, then there are things that you would, seemingly you wouldn't have done before. Now you're learning about them, and now you're doing new things.
Okay, I like that. Right? You hear what he's saying? You're gonna. What are we learning? Bava Kamma, right? So we're gonna learn Bava Kamma. Not us. I'm saying let one learns Bava Kamma. So he might not have ever thought of going around and being mazik all these people. He might not have thought of doing that, right? He would not have necessarily been in, or he wouldn't have even thought that the Torah necessarily has anything to say about it. What does the Torah say? The Torah says you have to daven. The Torah says you have to bench, right? The Torah says you have to put on tefillin. What does the Torah have to say about suing somebody in secular, in monetary court? But now he learns Bava Kamma. You know, he's open to a whole new set of halachos, and he's going to do more. That's very true. Right? But I think you could say within the Rambam a little bit more also, because yes, Talmud, Maisa does lead to Talmud, but it doesn't lead to the type of Talmud that the Rambam is talking about. Maisa will lead to Talmud. It might lead to learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It might lead to even Mishnah Brura. Right, it might lead to, you know, getting some of these excellent English halacha books, you know, where laws of other people's money or whatever, the many, you know, monetary law books and stuff like that, and these are very important, good books that Jewish people should know about and they should read them. But that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that the Rambam is referring to. That's all a hechitimsa to do maisa. That's all a hechitimsa to do maisa. So yes, Talmud is maybe l'day maisa, but maisa is not maybe l'day Talmud. So what do you think the Rambam is talking about? Based on what I'm saying? He's referring to something that doesn't necessarily have to do. Meaning you could also be learning halacha, right? You want to get smicha, so you got to learn pasuv v'chalav and tarovis, right? Not shechita anymore, right? Shechita's out. So no more shechita. It's not just the anti-Semites who want to do away with shechita. Even the yeshivas want to do it. That's it. So there's no more shechita. This is just basa v'chalav, tarovis, and whatever. So every shaila that a rabbi gets is about I had a pot of chicken soup and some milk fell into the chicken soup. They're not so few. But Baruch Hashem, we're such a wealthy society. Our kitchens, you know, we could sometimes make a tefillas haderech to go from the milk side of the kitchen to the fleishig side of the kitchen. You know, so we're very, it knocks off a lot of the basar v'chalav shailas, a lot of the tarovis shailas don't come into existence, because now everything we ever have already has hashgacha. The number one thing you need to know when you learn tarovis is somehow you have non-kosher items sitting around your kitchen. Right? Doesn't happen anymore. So, but on the other hand, so you're learning halacha l'maisa, but it's the limud. It's not the psak that's necessarily going to come from every single sif and shulchan aruch that you're learning. But it's the limud itself that's important. You're learning. I guess you can call this along the lines of what we call Torah lishma, right? Torah lishma is what the Rambam is referring to. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud is maybe l'day maisa. I don't think the Rambam says that when you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, then you're going to keep the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That goes without saying. But that's all under the guise of maisa. That's what he means by maisa. He means, of course, you can't act if you don't know what you're doing. But this Talmud, which is Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, is maybe l'day maisa, and maisa is never going to be maybe l'day Talmud. Right? Let's say you have a guy, right? For those of you who are interested, the Daf Yomi just started Maseches Megillah yesterday. Not too late to pick it up. So
and still finish all of Yuma.
Right? And still finish all of Yuma.
What was the last
Tainus?
You said that
Mashiach. Yeah, you could still knock off all of Tainus while you're doing all of Megillah. It's not that bad. So but the bottom line here is the Daf Yomi started Megillah. So you have a Baal Bus, and he's Shomer Torah Kehalacha, no question about it. And then he decides he wants to learn Daf Yomi. Is the reason he's learning Daf Yomi because he keeps the Halacha? No, the Daf Yomi could be up to Zvachim. Daf Yomi could be up to Megillah, and we're about to start, in Yoni Tainus. Right? I'm saying tomorrow's a Tainus, so you say, oh, Daf Yomi just finished Tainus, right in time for a Tainus Tzibur. Right? But Lemaisa, Megillah is not going to be relevant for another 7 months or so. So it doesn't matter. The guy wants to start Daf Yomi because he wants to learn Torah. He doesn't want to start Daf Yomi because it's going to help him keep the Torah per se. But the Havtacha that the Chazal give us is Talmud Mevi Lidei Maisa. When you learn the Daf Yomi, quote unquote, you're going to actually keep the Torah better. Because for some strange reason, that Hashem created us in such a way that when we learn Torah, we keep the mitzvahs better. Not for the obvious reason only that, well, when you learn Torah, you know what to do. That's absolutely true. But Talmud is Mevi Lidei Maisa, both on a practical level and also on a more spiritual general level, that you will keep the Torah better because you are a Lomei Torah. Yeah.
Right, so at least the way that Ben Yonah explains is that he's someone who has less, who does more mice, right? So that'll lead him to have more time to learn about what he's doing, right?
Right.
I think that's similar to what you're saying. Because that element of mice will lead to Talmud, but it's Talmud like relating in relation.
Right. Exactly. Meaning that's not to say, again, and it's very clear, you need to learn halacha, you need to know halacha, but that's mostly attached to the concept of maisa. It's mostly attached to the concept of maisa more than the concept of Talmud. Talmud is the mitzvah of learning Torah. And let's elaborate on that a little bit. So let's skip into halacha ches. If you get a chance, you should really go through all the whole parak. It has a nice flow to it, but I tried to pick out some highlights for our purposes. Kol ish mi Yisrael chayiv b'talmud Torah bein ani bein asher bein shalim megufo bein bal yisurin bein bachur bein shayazakin gadol shetoshes kocho. Right, everyone is chayiv in learning, whether you are any of the above. You're rich, you're poor, your life is super sweet, or your life is incredibly difficult. Whether you're young or you're old and you have no energy, if you're an ani mispanis menat stakol machzor al psachim, if you have to be a shnor. Afilu bal isho banim. Even if you have a family. Right? I don't know why that's so much harder than everything else, but chayiv likvoa lozman l'talmud Torah. Right? Why do you think? I don't want to get into a whole diatribe about why the Rambam put that one last, but just b'kitzer, why did the Rambam put that one last? Yeah? For sure, but I think also to be an incredible Baal Yisurin also takes a lot of people's... I think there it's different because you're actually doing what you're supposed to be doing. Meaning, the Torah, there's no mitzvah to have a difficult life. You should try your best to have an easy life, and Be'ezrus Hashem you will. But L'maisa, so you have to persevere. Here you could say, I'm doing what the Torah told me to do, and it's taking up all my time. The Torah said I should have a family. It really is very, you know, people would be much more learned. Seemingly, it's not actually true, as Chazal tell us. But seemingly, people would be much more learned if they didn't have to get married and have children. And yet, you still have to do it, says the Rambam. You still have to, meaning even when you're doing what you're supposed to be, it's not just things that came up in your life, it's even the mitzvahs that you have to do, you're still chayev to be koveya zman l'talmud Torah b'yom v'alayla sh'nemer v'gisa b'yom v'alayla. So now the Rambam first gives us a hint, what does it mean to be chayev to learn Torah? So he says, no matter what, no matter how many other things you have to do, you have to first make sure that you're koveya a time to learn. And what does that mean to be koveya a time to learn? By day and by night. By day and by night, you have to learn Torah. So for the first time, and again, this is, I think, very much independent of the concept of knowing the halacha. This has nothing to do with knowing the halacha. This has to do with setting up a Seder to learn. As we'll see, it doesn't necessarily have to be a long Seder. Setting up the opportunity to learn Torah, both by day and by night.
Yeah. He doesn't go with our Ishmael's opinion, but he's still young.
So let's we're going to definitely hit that. So let's hold off on that thought, but good thinking. So, Gidole Chachme Yisrael, O Yemeyem Chod Ve'etzim, Yemeyem Shoh Ve'mayim. This is the Rambam Lishitaso, that he holds that everyone in the Gemara, pretty much, except for a few exceptions, used to have a full-time or part-time job, as the Rambam defines full-time. They worked all of 3 hours a day. And they, Yemeyem Sumim, and some of them were even blind. right? Most famous of whom is who? It's going to come up in our Gemara. Rav Yossi, right? So he says, "Va'af al pichein," and even so, are you oskim b'talmud Torah b'yom of alayla? Right? V'heim mechla ma'atiki ashmua ish mipi ish m'moshe Rabbeinu. They became the Balei HaMasorah. So he says, don't think that if you have a job, you don't have to become anything in learning. He says, not only do you have to, you're chayev to learn Torah by day and by night, but not only that, some of our greatest Balei HaMasorah were regular working individuals. Right? And I recently heard someone say, and people say this all the time, they say, you don't go into chinuch or rabbanus because you want to learn Torah. Right? So, it's true, but then like, I was listening to somebody give a shir, he said, I would have much more time to learn if I wouldn't be a rabbi. Like, it's not actually true. What he means to say is he would have much more time to learn if he wouldn't be a rabbi or anything else. He meant like, it's not that when you're a rabbi, you have so much less time to learn. But if you would be a surgeon, oh, then you'd just sit and learn all day, perform one surgery in a month, and then, you know, it means that he wouldn't be a rabbi and he would be in Kolel. He doesn't mean if he wouldn't be a rabbi and he would be an accountant and then he would just sit and learn all day. You know, that's important to keep in mind. You do have time to learn if you're a rabbi or if you're, it means that you shouldn't go into these fields because you think your teaching is your learning. You should also be called the Eitim HaTorah. That's the idea. But anyway, saying you could become one of the Balei HaMasorah, right? There are, over the course of time, Rav Yosef Engel, I don't think was a Rav anywhere. Rav Yosef Engel, I think at the end of his life, became a Rav, but I think he was a businessman most of his life. Rav Shlomo Eger was a businessman. What? The Rishash was a businessman, right? The Chai Adam was a businessman. I'm sure there were many, many more that I'm not thinking of right now, but they were great Talmidei Chachamim who were not Rabbanim at all. You know, Rav Menachem Zemba, I think started out as a businessman. I think he became a rabbi at some point. What? I don't know. Oh, okay. I didn't know what you were saying. I'm sorry. So you should keep that in mind. But Lamai, so that for our purposes, the Rambam is outlining the chiyuv to learn both by day and by night, no matter what. Ad emasai chayev lilmud Torah, and the Rambam concludes this stage of what he's trying to get at. Until what point is someone supposed to learn Torah? Ad yom moso, until the day that he dies. Shenemar upen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. Right? It says kol yimei chayecha. You have to do it all the days of your life. V'chol zman shelo yasok belimud hu shocheach. Right? And very important to keep in mind, it's not too late or too early to start forgetting your learning. Right, it's very important. Chazara, you got to keep it up. And he said, I don't even know if he's dafka talking about Chazara. He's talking about both Chazara. And if you're not in the game, if you stay out of the learning game, so it becomes easier to forget your learning in general. Okay, that is Ram Paragolf. Yes.
It sounds like you have a constant obligation to study, but it's only so that you don't forget. There's no intrinsic obligation to just constantly be studying.
What do you mean by constantly?
Meaning constantly, like every second of the day, like as opposed to doing other
things. He definitely didn't say every second of the day. He definitely didn't say that.
Right. I'm saying it's like the only reason that you would want to do it like on a very, very constant basis, it seems, is so you don't forget.
Really? No, I think it's just two things. It's two different things. Meaning saying, Ad emas echayev lilmud Torah, ad yom moso, and then he says, Pen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. You never want to remove it from your heart. So he's saying, there's the removal is, you know, not doing it, and there's also removal, which is actually the real removal, which is forgetting it. I don't think he's dafka saying it, because he's got through saying the whole time that you have to be koveh itim la-Torah, and now he's saying, don't think that that ends with, you know, being old or knowing a lot. And there he says, because first of all, even if you say, oh, I was koveh itim la-Torah my whole life, and now I'm a big Talmud Chacham, he says, so what, you'll still forget. So you got to keep it up. I don't think he's dafka saying the only reason is that you'll forget. He's saying that even if you say, well, you accomplished a great deal over the course of your life due to your constant kriyas itim, so you still have to keep it up.
Is there any implication as to, like, let's say you have the ability to learn the whole day, but you have the ability to also do other mitzvahs. So what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, so we'll try to get to that. Yeah?
For weddings and for
Right, well, I don't know if he was Dafka talking about Oseik B'mitzvah. I think he was talking about, just in general, how do you set up your system. Okay, so let's go now to Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, all of a sudden, the Rambam changes his tone a little bit. So look at Halacha Aleph. B'shlosha k'sarim nichtur Yisrael. Jews have three crowns. Keser Torah, Keser Kehuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kehuna, Zachabo Aaron. Shnemar v'oyselo lezaro achor bris kehunas olam. Right, so Aaron HaKohen and his family, they are the Kohanim, and that's the end of that. Keser Malchus, Zochabo David, Shnemar, Zaro, Leolam, Yiyev, Kiso, Kishemesh, Negdi. Right, so he's saying that's the end of that. David HaMelech's family are the kings, and you can't do anything about it. Keser Torah, Hare Munach, V'omed, Umucham, L'chol Yisrael. But the crown of Torah is sitting and waiting for any Jew who wants to wear it. Shenemar Torah tziva l'Moshe Marasha kilas Yaakov kol mi sheyirtze yavo v'yitol. Shemay Tomar she'osam aksarim gedolim mikeser Torah. Unless you think that Kehuna and Malchus are greater than the Keser Torah, harei omer bi malachim yimlochu v'roznim yachokeku tzedek bi sarim yeshuru halamarta she'keser Torah gadol mishneim. So he quotes the pasuk that says that it's greater to have the Keser Torah than Malchus and Kehuna. Right, as the Mishnah tells us, right, the famous Mishnah that everybody says, so that's when they go through the list of kibudim, so they say that's all bizman shehem shavin, avol bizman shehem shavin. When you know, the Kohen comes for a Levi, Levi comes for Yisrael, etc. That's all when they're all equal. But when they're not equal, so that we say, Mamzer, Talmud Chacham, Kodem Lekohen Gadol Am Haaretz. That a Mamzer, who's a Talmud Chacham, deserves more kavod than a Kohen Gadol who's an Am Haaretz. So that's something to keep in mind. That's what the Rambam's referring to here as well. Ein lecha mitzvah b'chol mitzvahs kula, and sheyush kula keneged Talmud Torah. There is no mitzvah in the entire Torah that equals Talmud Torah. Ela Talmud Torah keneged kol ha-mitzvos, as we learn from the Mishnah in Peah. Kulan sha Talmud mevi lidei maisa, lefikach ha-Talmud kodem l'maisa b'chol makom. So he says, number one, it's important to keep in mind that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. And what's the reason for that? Because it's mevi lidei maisa, and therefore Talmud always comes first. Right, and then he goes a little bit further, skipping to halacha hey. Tchilas dino shel adam and eino nidon ela al ha-talmud. When you go up to Shemayim, first question they're going to ask you is, did you learn Torah? Va'acha kach al shar ma'isav, and then they'll ask you everything else. Lefichach amru chacham li'olam yasak adam ba-Torah, bein l'shma, bein shelo l'shma, shemitoch shelo l'shma, ba l'shma. That's an interesting connection the Rambam makes. We should always learn Torah, even shelo lishma, because it will eventually lead to lishma. So what's the kasha everybody asks on that comment of the Rambam? It's not really the Rambam's fault. The Gemara says it also. He's just quoting the Gemara. But what's the kasha that they ask on the Rambam and the Gemara? Tosfos raises the kasha. Right. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that when you go up to Shemayim, wait a second, I just take a quick question. How many questions do they ask you when you go up to Shemayim, according to the Gemara in Shabbos?
Six.
Very good. For whatever reason, people think there are three. I don't know why. And it's not always the same three. So there are two questions which it's very obvious why people don't know what they are. Because it's you could learn the Gemara and still not know what they are. Right? But what are the six questions? What? Right? Did you do business honestly? Number two? Kavati yitam la Torah. Asakta b'piri v'rivya. Tzipisa li'ishua. And then the last two that nobody knows that they are. Pilpalta b'chochma and hevanta davar mitoch davar. Right, those are the six questions that they ask you when you go up to Shemayim. Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Did you take one matter in your that you learned or understood and use that as a basis to understand other things? Right, that's a good question. What's that referring to? But that might have a little bit to do with what I wanted to talk about tonight. Did you use things that you experienced in life to help you understand other things in life? So anyway, those are six questions you get asked, and there's a steer in the Gemara. There's a steer in the Gemara is if, so. The first question is not, did you learn Torah? The first question is, Did you do business honestly? Right? So who learned? You guys learned Gittin this year. So what's the answer? You have Gittin? No Gittin?
The second edition.
Second edition?
Second volume.
Very good. Right? So where's that Tosfos? Anybody remember? What? All right. Do you remember where it is? I don't remember where it is offhand. What? All right, I have to look at it. I'll have to look for it later. Pilpalta b'chachma nevanta dover mitoch dover. I don't know. You can look in the Gemara on Shabbos too, but just look at the Gemara Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, right? That's not the Gemara. It doesn't say that straight up in Gittin, but I thought Tosfos raises it. I thought Tosfos raises it in Gittin also. Okay, we'll have to deal with it later. No, it's definitely in Shabbos. I just was curious. All right, whatever. We'll deal with it later. We got to stay on topic. Okay, so thank you very much. Right, but I'm just curious where the Vilna Gaon has a chiddush that each one is actually if you based on the flow of the Gemara in Shabbos. No, that I knew. I'm saying the Tosfos. That asked the kasha. All right, whatever. It doesn't matter for now. But the Vilna Gaon taina is that the Gemara and Shabbos, those, all six of the questions represent one of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah. They're all about Torah. They're all about Torah. They're not asking you anything else but Torah. So, and that's why the Rambam said Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Eino Ela Torah. So the okay, Lemaisa, let's go forward. So far, let's just summarize what we have in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. So we have that there's something called the Keser Torah, which is the greatest. And Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, it's the greatest mitzvah. And it's going to be the first thing that they bother you about in Shemayim before they get started with anything else. Did you give $10 billion to Tzedakah? Yeah, I did. So the guy shows up to Shemayim, he says, I gave $10 billion to Tzedakah. And they'll say, we'll get to that, but we want to talk about your learning first. So that's, that's something important to keep in mind. And then, skipping now to Halacha Yud-Beis, but really I'm missing a lot of important things, but just skipping to Halacha Yud-Beis, the Rambam goes into Ein Divrei Torah Miskayma B'Mishim Merapei Atzmo Alein V'lo Be'elu Shel Lom D'Mitoch Idun D'Mitoch Achilu Shtia. You're not going to succeed in Torah by being lazy or by, eating while you learn and drinking while you learn and enjoying all the luxuries of this world. El b'mishem meimis atzmo aleihen, right? That's the drasha that Chazal have. The Gemara has in Bracha Zos haTorah Adam ki yamos ba'oel. Right, you have to kill yourself over the Torah. Mitzayir gufo tumvel itin shein lein of la'apav of tunula. You have to, you can't always go to sleep every time you're tired. If you're in the middle of the sugya, you got to work it out. Amru chachamim derech remez zos haTorah Adam ki yamos ba'oel. Ein haTorah miskayemes el b'mishem meimis atzmo aleihen ba'olei chachamim. Etc. etc. Right, and he goes on with a couple of other sources in Chazal. So, what do you see from the Rambam in contrast between Perek Aleph and Perek Gimel? What do we see in Perek Aleph? Let's just summarize what we had. So, we had the idea that everybody has to learn Torah, and you have to learn Torah every day, and you have to learn Torah twice a day. And you have to work hard, does it say you have to work hard in your learning? Not really. And then all of a sudden, Perek Gimel, he starts talking much more philosophically and a little bit more flowery. He says there's something called the Keser Torah, and you have to remember that it's there for every Jew, and it's the biggest thing, and the Torah is the best mitzvah, and it's Shekel Keneged everything else. And when you go up to Shemayim, they're going to want to know what you know in Torah. And in order to know something in Torah, you have to work super hard. He's not talking about the same thing. So, I've heard this from many of my Rebbeim, that the first perek of the Rambam is discussing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What do I have to do? Right? What's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? If you say, Rabbi, listen, I'm not looking for chumras, I'm not looking for any hidurim. Just tell me what I have to do. So the answer is, you have to be kovei to my Torah, something in the daytime, something at night. However, that's not the only thing about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's also a much greater level of Talmud Torah, which is the Keser Torah, which is to become something in learning. You can learn Torah and be kovei itim every day and every night and not be, quote unquote, become anything in learning. Right? You could just, you did your job. Okay. So nobody could have tainas on you. But if you want to really succeed in learning, that's a different level altogether. It's a different mahalach in life. Then you're not worried about what you're chayiv to do. Are you chayiv not to learn Torah while eating and drinking? You're not chayiv not to learn Torah while eating and drinking. There's no such chiyuv. But if you want to become muhtar bekeser Torah, if you want to be crowned with the crown of Torah, if you want to become a Talmud Chacham, if you want to become something great in learning, then you have to realize that you're not going to do it, you're not going to, there's a steak in one hand, a beer in the other, and a gemara in front of you. That's not, you're not going to succeed. Right? You're not going to succeed if your learning Seder is while you're propped up on a lounge chair. So that's different, right? That doesn't mean if you're on a lounge chair, you shouldn't learn, right? There's a difference, right? I heard this once from a friend. He said his son once yelled at him because he was lying down on the couch and looking at a sefer. So he said, I thought you told me that's not how you learn Torah. He says, that's not how you learn Torah. He says, that's how you relax, right? He said, when you learn Torah, you be sitting up straight, right? The Gemara Megillah, right? Going to give the Daf Yomi a plug. It's not going to come up for a few weeks, but the Gemara Megillah says that they used to learn Torah standing up, right? But then when Rabbi Gamliel was nifter, there was no more Kavodah Torah in the world, and now we have to sit because we're too weak, right? So you learn Torah sitting up straight, but when you relax, it's nice to relax with a sefer. So I'm not learning now; I'm relaxing now. But when I relax, I enjoy relaxing with a sefer. But it's important. That's not your learning. If that's the only learning you do, then that's not okay. Right, so what the Rambam is talking about here is he's saying if you want to succeed in learning, you want to become something in learning, you have to work hard. There's no inherent chiyuv in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to work hard. You did your job. You showed up for the daf. Do you know the daf? I don't know the daf. I schlep myself out of bed to go to the shir. Right? Agra dekala duchka, the Gemara says, right? I worked hard by schlepping myself to the shir, and it was crowded, and you get a lot of schar for that. Did you hear what the shir was on? I know there was a shir. I know the topic. It's pretty good, right? The rabbi spoke well in shul today. What did he say? I don't know. It was good. Yeah.
Isn't that also kind of like reconciled with also like whatever? I think it's halachic basis where it says that you should like kiddush over Talmud Torah. You shouldn't let sleep with your eyes. You shouldn't really eat and sleep everything. But then also Hechos Deos says that you should sleep with your eyes at night. So.
So you never said never sleep. You never said never sleep. It's important to keep in mind.
Don't give sleep to your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying you have to deprive yourself a little bit. Correct. It's very important because he's talking about a different level. He's talking about a different level, but you shouldn't think that level doesn't exist. But you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that it doesn't mean you shouldn't sleep the right amount. But it means that, like, if you're bored, sometimes people just get sleep because they're bored. Don't be bored and take a nap. If you have nothing else to do, you should learn something. That's what he's telling you. I mean, again, he might be telling you really shouldn't sleep much at all. Okay, just to plug this back in, so you mentioned earlier the Gemara Menachos. If you look on the flip side of the page, I think I put it there. So you have the Gemara Menachos has the following discussion. The Gemara Menachos is talking about the Lechem Aponim being on the table, on the Shulchan. right? So it says they have to be lefanai tamid, right? The lechem apanim always have to be on the shulchan. So it's a machlokis tanoim. What does that mean? So Tanya, Reb Yossi, Omer Afil Silik Yishona Shachar, the Seder Sachadosha Arvis Ein Bekach Klum. There's no chiyuv to actually have the lechem apanim on the table all the time. You don't have to leave it there constantly, right? The way they actually did it was that they would shift the racks. They would shift the lechem apanim. As the old was coming off, the new was coming on. So it was they would lock hands and they would shift it so they would so that it would never be for a second without the lechem apanim on the shulchan. But Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need to do that. You just take it off in the morning. Just make sure you don't go to sleep with the with the shulchan empty. That's called tamid. So why does it say tamid? Shelo yalin shulchan below lechem. You shouldn't go to sleep overnight where the shulchan is empty. Am Rav Ami midvar Rabbi Yossi nilmar afil lo shana adam ela perik echad shachus perik echad arvis kiyem mitzvah lo yamush sefer haTorah zemi picha. So Rabbi Yossi Lashitaso would say, what does it mean in Sefer Yoshua when it says Lo Yamush, the words of the Torah should never leave your mouth, and you should be Megisa Bo Yom Malayla. What does that mean? It means something in the morning, something at night. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishim Ben Yochai. Look at the names, guys. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rishim Ben Yochai. Afil Lo Kora Adam El Kriya Shma Shachas Va'arvis Kiyim Lo Yamush. And even if you only learn Kriya Shma, if you just say Shema in the morning and Shema in the night, you fulfilled that pasuk in Yoshua of Lo Yamush Vegisa Bo Yomim V'Layla. And then he says, V'davar Zeh Asur Lo Omro B'fnei Am Ha'aretz V'Rav Arma Mitzvah Lo Omro B'fnei Am Ha'aretz. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not allowed to tell that shita to an Am Ha'aretz, because then he's never going to learn anything. He's just going to say, oh, it's Yotzi Talmud Torah, Kriya Shema. Yeah, I'm a frum guy. I daven. So I say Kriya Shema in the morning, I say Kriya Shema at night. Why do I have to ever learn anything? And Rava says, Vakar, you have to tell it to an Am Ha'aretz. Because otherwise he's going to have such a chalisha sadas. He's going to think he never learned Torah. So now when you tell him, oh no, you are learning Torah. Oh yeah? So now he thinks he's in the game. Once you're in the game, he can play more. He can play better. So that's a big machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rava. How do you paskin? I don't know. But a friend of mine once came up with a good psak. He says, teach this gemara to an Am Ha'aretz. That was his psak. He said, because no one in the world thinks he's an Am Ha'aretz, especially a guy who came to the shir to learn this Gemara. So if you teach this Gemara to an Am Ha'aretz, then he's going to be armed with this knowledge himself, and Ramela, it'll keep him in the game much more. So he's going to think, there are those Am Ha'aretz who don't learn anything, so now he's going to be Malamed Tzchus on them. Ah, but they say Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema at night. I am a big Talmud Chacham, so I know you have to do more than that. Yeah. So maybe, but maybe not. Meaning the Rambam said before in Perek Aleph, what's the actual Hagdara Sachiyuv? Yom, a little bit at day, a little bit at night. Where did he get that from? From this pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. So he learns that, no, that's the definition. I mean, we're learning, we're going to have to get to it later in Kiddushin, but Divrei Torah, Midivrei Kabbalah, Lo Yalfinan, but we do often learn how to be Magdir certain mitzvos. The actual source for the mitzvah is in the Torah. But what are the boundaries for the mitzvah we can learn from the Navi? So the Rambam learns out from this Gemara, which is learning the Pasuk in Yoshua, that this is talking about the minimum shir of Talmud Torah every day. That's Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Then, keep going, Shaul ben Doma ben Achoso shel Rabbi Shmuel, es Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel's nephew named ben Doma asked him the following question, Kigon ani shelamadati kol Torah kula, ma'u lilmud chachmi yavonis. Right, this is the anti-Torah Mada Gemara. Right, I learned all of Torah, what about Greek wisdom? You have to learn day and night. So if you find a time that is neither day nor night, then you'll study all the Greek wisdom you want. So neither day nor night, it's no problem. I don't want to get into the rest of the Gemara because it's late. So what's the problem with this Gemara? What's the problem with this Gemara? I said again, pay attention to the names. Pay attention to the names. Yeah, I shouldn't have a job. Right, it's the wrong names. We saw earlier, a couple weeks ago, the Gemara in Brachas. Rabbi Yishmael says, you don't have to learn so much. I go to work. Then you learn when you're not working. And then Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, what, are you kidding me? You can't work. You got to learn constantly. And here comes along Rav Shimon bar Yochai and says, no. It's talking about, you can learn Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and I won't even burn you with my eyes. Right? And then you have Rabbi Yishmael saying, yeah, you want to do something else as long as it's neither day nor night. You're good to go. Right? You have to learn day and night constantly. Yeah.
He's supposed to have Pachliyavad, but not to Onus. Onus is a job. You need to work in order to get stuff. Pachliyavad is like extra credits, academia.
So, okay, so you could say that Rabbi Yishmael, but even Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai seems to be Sosa himself.
No, it's I'm not sure if I saw about the minimum, whereas over there in the other Gemara.
Sounded like he was talking about the minimum over there, too.
It's the Torah Te'ala.
So Lechora, the teretz is that they're dividing up among the two chiyuvim that we talked about in the Rambam. That everyone agrees there is a minimal level of Talmud Torah. Everyone agrees that when you want to talk about what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, what's the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So there's a little bit by day and a little bit by night. That's the mitzvah. That's the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, everyone also agrees that there is a higher level of Talmud Torah that a person should try to achieve, which is to be muchtar bekeser Torah, to become a legitimate Talmud Chacham, an Adam Gadol BaTorah. That's a goal that people have. Right. So that idea, literally one second, I'm sorry. That idea is muskam also. The only machlokas that they were having in Brachos was, how should you set yourself up in advance for the masses? Right? So that's the Lashon also. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Lashon is not, how dare you? What did he say? He said, Torah mate'eolel. The Torah is not going to advance forward because we're not going to have enough big Talmidei Chachamim. The Torah is going to stagnate. Right? It's not about you, Mr. You have a chiyuv to do this. Saying that in the end of the day, there aren't going to be, quote, people learning Torah on the highest of levels, and it's going to be a problem for the Torah and for the Jewish people. It doesn't mean, Dafka, that you have a chiyuv to do this. If you're an Am Haaretz and you don't want to accomplish more in Torah, so you could technically be Yotzei with Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. And Rabbi Yishmael is talking to his nephew. His nephew says, I already learned Kol Torah Kula. Is probably a young man. I was Zocha to learn Kol Torah Kula. So you're already holding in the Parsha of being Muchtar Bekeser Torah. This guy is a future, you know, a future member of the Chachmei HaMesorah. And he says, I can, you know, it's time for me to chill out a little bit. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's not time to chill out. It's time for you to plow forward. And therefore he's telling him that there's this higher level that you should achieve. And that's the Rambam Perek Gimel. Okay, so that's the start. What we didn't get a chance to do, I'll take all questions after we're done, just because I have to officially dismiss you. So what we still have to do is to quantify this further. I want to look a little bit next time. We'll start in the Divrei Achronim. There's an important sheet of the Or Sameach. The Stipler has something, and the Vilna Gaon. I can't get a copy of the original statement of the Stei Elio, but I have the quote of the Stei Elio from a Baruch Ber. So that'll have to suffice. But Bli Nedar, next time we'll try to work on just quantifying this a little bit more. And once we have that in our pocket, then we'll really be able to tackle the sugyas that come up on our daf. Anyway, have a great day, guys.
Rabbi Shmuel, if you're supposed to learn all day.
What?
Rabbi Shmuel, if you're really supposed to learn all day and all night, what's a heter for onus?
So that's a good question. First of all, was he excluding umnis necessarily? Like you said, he was excluding other intellectual pursuits. Meaning,
so I understand what he was excluding, but I'm saying it's a massive question on why he chose. I mean, his whole idea of excluding Chachmei Yavanis is because I have an obligation to learn Torah constantly, day and night. So if so, then how is there room for umnis left? Did the Torah command me to do umnis?
Yeah, sure. That's after the Ganach. That's what he says.
So then, but you have two psukim contradicting each other then.
So he says you have to do both.
I heard the rockets hit the goal line. Do you think we can say another put the helm there? Before?
Yeah, if the guys.
Guys, before we go to overseas, the rockets apparently just hit the goal line. They're already hitting up there now. So if we could just say one more put the helm before everyone goes out. One more.